Many of you know, my wife and I were graced with the gift of life just 11 days ago with the birth of our son. But many of you do not know what happened on the way to the hospital. Our son was born on January 12th, and we thought that since we were going to be so lucky to be graced with the gift of life, on January 13th we thought we would be doubly blessed with winning $1.5 billion in Powerball. And so, true story, on the way to labor and delivery, we stopped at a gas station and bought our 10 tickets. And for the next 12 hours of labor, we studied the numbers. It's written in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, Tashiri Meirosh Omana. Loosely translated according to a Hasidic interpretation, one day in the future, you will sing a song from a source of faith. You will sing a song from a source of faith. The Hasidic rabbi, Tzemach Hashem Litzvi, asked the question, during that time in the future, what merit will we have even to deserve to sing? And he answers, according to the merits of Avraham Avinu, Abraham our father, who had faith in God. Rabbi Yishayahu Horowitz, in his book, Two Tablets of the Covenant, writes that when a righteous person hears that good news is about to happen to them, they sing. They sing immediately and do not even wait until that news will happen because they have faith that it'll actually will occur. They have faith that the news will occur. And so for Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, one of the most righteous people of all time, why is it that he did not sing when he knew that the sea was going to split, but rather delayed until it happened? And the answer the rabbis give is that the people of Israel did not have faith. In fact, Kayla read right before the song, Vayaminu Badonai Moshe Avdo, right before the splitting of the sea, the people of Israel had faith in God, and only then did the children of Israel sing. It's very different singing before and after an event. We are accustomed as Jews to sing after an event, after somebody gets married in the breaking of the glass, after a brit milah, after a baby naming, after a bat mitzvah finishes her haftarah, we then sing Simen Tov Mazal Tov. Because it's obvious, we just saw the miracle occur in front of our eyes. But the Hasidic master teaches us that on the day of redemption, it will be much different. We will sing a song of faith, and only then will the miracle occur. Because in that day, the singing will be as important as the miracle itself. In fact, the singing of that song will bring that miracle to us. So this Shabbat morning, I stand here not as a Powerball winner, but over these last 11 days, I have not stopped singing that song of faith. For as the days and nights are truly a blur to me at this moment, the only thing that puts this little child to sleep is song, lullabies, classical music, and the Shema. And it is in those wee hours of the morning that I truly understand the teaching of that Hasidic rabbi that says, the miracles will not occur if we don't sing the song. For if we wait for the miracles to occur, the song will never begin. But if we continue to sing that song of faith, then the miracles in front of our eyes will never cease to exist. And so after Shabbat, it's your business if you want to buy another lottery ticket. But I do urge you to sing a Shir Chadash, a new song to God, and help bring that day of redemption one day closer. Shabbat Shalom.